corn, wheat, and soybean stocks were within or below trade estimates. Citizens Elevator Vice President of Grain, Andy Setzer, says the report is a reminder to not get married to the bearish narrative yet.
We've really kind of found ourselves entrenched in this trade psychology, especially when it comes to corn and wheat, that we have too much on hand from a global perspective and from a domestic perspective. That suddenly started to change here. We have lost nearly 3 billion bushels of carryout when it comes to global corn supplies since the 16-17 crop year.
On paper, Setzer adds the wheat numbers still look large from a global supply standpoint. However, there's a lot of story to be told with carryout numbers starting to drop.
China, no one's really certain what they have for overall stocks. And the question is there as to what the quality of that wheat looks like. But you start to look at the issues that we've had. Russian production is lower. Canadian production is lower. There's issues in Germany, France, talk of problems in Australia already. And the U.S. is far from perfect from a production standpoint.
The same could be said for soybean carryouts. Right now, U.S. numbers are closer to the 2016-17 crop year.
This year that we're currently trading through actually could be the most bearish one that we've had to deal with for the time being. I mean, we went into the start of this year with the conversation being that soybean carryout for new crop would exceed 550 million, talk of 600 million, and the USDA just doesn't buy that at this point in time.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.